Praise the Lord. I lost it. Praise the Lord. We have been here in, for 34 years coming here to this church. I have been here for 36 years before I got saved here in Oklahoma City, and I moved here as quickly as I could. So that's what Brother Lindor always says. We have been blessed to have been here in this work, and I can't believe how God has used and me in here, and I'm just thankful to be here. We have a Polish flag in the back, bookmark that I made for everyone if you want one. And we also have our cards in the back for each of you. Thank you for all of you who have supported and prayed for us all these years. It's hard to believe that we've been out of the service, out of the country for 34 years now. And he's allowed us to be a part of this, this great work that I feel is just tremendous. It's God's work, and it's I truly feel like, as Brother Steve preached about Paul being one of the least of the apostles, I truly feel like I'm least one of the least of the missionaries. And by grace, I am what I am. God has truly allowed an open door for us to speak many speaking engagements this last couple of years. And Joe and I have had a chance to be in Torun on the topic of marriage. And Joe preached three sermons, and I was able to speak to the women on how to be wise women to build their houses. And Proverbs 14:1 says, "A wise woman buildeth her house." And if, as speaking to sisters, as being wise women, we must build our homes on the Word of God. Be wise in building our homes with the Word. And in Mexico, Joe and I had a chance to speak in Mexico, and the brother asked me to speak in Spanish. Now, that was going to be really difficult since Polish always wanted to come out, and I was trying to stay away from Spanish while I'm in Poland because it's my brain just doesn't work like that. So, but when I got to speaking in Spanish in Mexico, God just gave me the words. I thank you for all you prayer warriors who are here praying for me, because it truly was amazing that no Polish, not one word came out. that was amazing. And so thank you for praying for me, all those of you who know who you are who are praying for me. In March, Janice and Magda and I had a wonderful women's conference in Torun. We had about 60 women from Warsaw, Łódź, and Torun, and Bydgoszcz. We based it around the verse Joshua 3:4, that you may know the way by which you must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. The story speaks about the will of the Lord and what he wanted Joshua to do, and it was something that Joshua had never done before. And it was, for each one of us, it's something that each one of us can relate to. Sometimes the Lord takes us in ways that we don't know what he's wanting us to do. Before we know, we're like, I'm here in college in Oklahoma State University. What am I doing going to Texas? You know, there's just different things that God has us doing, is you don't realize the turns God gives you and where he puts you and why I'm now in Poland and how I got there is just, you know, it's God's doing and only him. That's all I can say. Amen. And as we invited my friend Becky White, who lives in Germany, they have great work with the gypsies there in Germany. And she, along with Magda West, translating for her, shared how God had dealt with her and had brought her out of a broken home. She ended up raising her brothers. They had 7 or 8 of their own children, as well as raising her own brothers. So she had quite a family raising her children there. And just showing how God brought them to working with the gypsies is an amazing story. And it was really a blessing for the sisters there to see and to hear their ministry and how God can use different people different ways. The working with the gypsies is something I could never do, but they could, you know, and that's what God called. He calls us in our own specific ways and fields and where you should be. And it's amazing. but we just don't know where God's going to be taking us. The women's conference was truly a blessing. And then we had this Bible project, something I could never do, but God, that our husbands, Brent, and my husband, Joe, and Janice's husband, Brent, was able to do this mighty work. And it was, and we just thank you all for this and this church who have prayed and supported us in this project. It is God's blessings. It's God's work, and we know that. And that truly, we couldn't have completed that without all of the brethren praying in Mexico and in Poland and all of you here. God gave those men stamina and the eyes to see. Their eyes didn't fail them, but gave them stamina to be able to do this. I don't know. Joe will probably be able to explain all of that, everything that went through. I was just like, he'd come in one day and he'd say, "I'm done with Job today." I go, "Yay!" And then a month later, he'd come in and say, "I'm done with Job again today." I thought you did that last month. Yeah, but it's got to be done 5 or 6 times, one with each person, the Polish linguist, that they would send this back to them, and they'd have to go through it again and again and again and again. And, you know, and I don't know if you've ever tried reading one book in 3 months, you know, and just keep going over the same thing over and over and over again. And I'm just like, whoa, I want something. But God gave them the stamina to do that. And praise the Lord. And but through all of this, we had all these different things. The Polish Bible project. I was able to go back and for 5 days to be a part of that. And I'm so thankful for my family members who was able to help me get over there so that I could surprise Joshua and Magda and the kids. And the church. And that was a real blessing. And one thing that, you know, the sisters did all these different events, women's conference and any conferences that we had there, and this Bible Project conference, the sisters from other churches, I heard a couple of them talking, and one even commented to me, "Wow, it's amazing how you have your sisters working together so well in this work." And we said, it's the Lord, you know, but they love living and doing for the Lord, and it's a marvelous thing. And even one sister, Joe, told me the other day, she said, truly she gets a feast when she comes to the church and hears the word of God from the brethren there, that it's a feast. Other churches, it's not. And so that was a real blessing to hear that she felt that it was a feast there. And Ephesians 5, I want to share a verse here in Ephesians 5:17. Something that the Lord's had on my heart for quite some time, but I just didn't know when or how the Lord wanted me to use it. And I just felt like now's the time that I needed to use these verses. And Ephesians 5:17 says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." This was something that, you know, I just started thinking, what is the will of the Lord? You know, that's a broad prospect. What is the will of the Lord? And so if you've never done a study on the will of the Lord and you want to know what it is for your life, that's a good word to start with. And I was just looking at this. What is the will of the Lord? And verse 15, it says up there, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." To walk circumspectly, and I was thinking, I put these two kind of together and I said, see that you walk not as, of course, circumspectly means be careful about possible risks before doing something, cautious. And I thought, wisdom is understanding what the will of the Lord is. Wisdom is understanding what the will of the Lord is. And each one of us should pray and think, what is the will of the Lord for your life? And the scriptures are that we should go first to the scriptures and ask Him what is the will. And all you have to do is study on the will and the promises, and you'll find what is will for you in your life. I want to point out 1 Timothy 2:4. What is one of the wills of the Lord? What is God's will? This is the first thing we should ask. What is God's will? And it says here, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? Amen. What an amazing thing. That is God's will.
Thank you, Lord.
All that Steve preached about, shared this morning, that is God's will. Is that all men come to the truth and knowledge, that all men would be saved.
Amen.
What a merciful God. I was talking with a friend this last week about God isn't merciful because he's not taking her mother faster because she's suffering. And I'm like, but God's will is, okay, yeah, I understand that. And I was sympathetic to that. But we had a chance to witness to her, and I said, God's will is that you be saved. And we had a chance to talk to her about that. And that is the most important thing, and come to the knowledge of the truth. And the next one is, what is that? And he answers it in 5 and 6. He answers what is that his will and who it is that is this salvation. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. This is what God's will is. And this is who he has chosen. He has chosen Christ. He has chosen Amen. Jesus to be that one. And when I was 16, I chose to do the will of God and repent of my sins and to turn to him. It was the best thing I could have ever done. In college, I wanted to come to Texas, but I didn't know. But I went and searched the scriptures first. After high school, I went to Upper State New York to work as a single missionary. But I didn't really seek the Lord on that one. I just kind of said, yeah, I want to go. I want to get out. I don't want to go to college yet. I want to take a whole year off. So I did. But I realized that wasn't where God wanted me to be. And when I came back, went to Oklahoma, went to Oklahoma State, and then God brought me down here. But I did search the Lord's will on this one. He gave me Genesis 12:1. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house in the land which I will show thee. And when I saw that, I was like, yeah, but I didn't realize God actually meant the country back then. I thought he was only referring to Oklahoma to Texas. And that's what I was thinking. But I didn't realize that God meant literally, you are out of here. I was like, oh, okay. Well, praise the Lord. God has taken me out and put me in another country to serve him. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, another one of his wills. Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their land and will heal their land. Why anybody wants to live outside the will of the Lord is beyond me. When he gives such precious promises, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, are you called by the name of Jesus? Why in the world are you living outside of his world? Why are you living for this world? Why are you living somewhere else instead of living for him? Do his will. Why face these wicked people and not do what he wants you to do? Can you imagine if just all of us would humble ourselves daily?
Amen.
And pray and seek his face daily? And turn from our own wicked ways, each one of us, just driving down the street, you know, I find myself going, you're stupid. I'm thinking, oh, Debbie, you know, this is not the way you're supposed to be. We're Christians. You know, we're supposed to be the examples, but sometimes we find ourselves going, oh, that man was really stupid.
Right.
Why did he do that? if we would just turn from these things, and he will forgive and heal the land. And we just don't do that. This is what it's all about. Jesus especially came to do his Father's will while he lived among us. Matthew 26:42. He said he that went away the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this my cup If this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. He sought God's will. He didn't want to do that right away, but he knew this is God's will because he was God. And so he knew this was his will.
Amen.
In John 6:37, you don't have to turn down just some verses. I mean, there's so many, you just can't do them all. I just want to just choose out a few. John 6:37, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Right.
He won't cast you out. You come to him, he won't cast you out. It's a promise. And he says he will not cast you out. And wow, what an amazing thing. If you're not saved today, repent and come to him. Because he won't cast you out. He said he won't. John 6:38 came not to do his own will, but to do the will of him that sent him. That is the reason why he did it, is because God sent him to do this and he wanted to do it. How about you? Are you ready to deny your own will and do his will? Ephesians 4:13. I want to close with this. Ephesians 4:13. This is something that I was thinking to encourage the brothers and sisters here. Of course, this is Paul's testimony, I understand, but this other part is a real encouragement. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. You know where God's calling you to work. You know what God wants you to do. So walk worthy of that vocation, what God has called you to do, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. All of us should be forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. That is the desire and will of God, that we would endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace in this church, in the work, wherever God has us to be. And I pray that for all of you.
Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate those words. And if you didn't know,